Nolte, Brett Stevens publishes fake history to compare bedbug critics to Nazis. By John Nolte on September 1, 2019. Brett Stevens penned a New York Times column where he not only compares those mocking him as a bedbug to Nazis, he does so by deliberately misleading his readers. Stevens' ego kind of reminds me of a clown car. Anyway, it has become fairly obvious that someone at the far-left New York Times is out to destroy the never-Trump columnist's career and reputation. Because there is really no other explanation for allowing him to publish this hilarious catastrophe. The latest chapter in how Brett Stevens became a national joke. As you likely recall, it all started last week when news broke of actual bedbugs being discovered in the New York Times offices. This news prompted an obscure academic named David Karpf to publish a tweet that said, "The bedbugs are a metaphor. The bedbugs are Brett Stevens." The tweet was a little joke between Karpf and his handful of followers. Somehow, though, Stevens found it and proceeded to freak out. The thin-skinned columnist not only hit Karpf with what was basically an "I dare you to say that to my face" email, but in an obvious effort to damage Karpf's career, Stevens CC'd Karpf's boss. Refusing to be big-shotted, Karpf, God bless him, made Stevens' email public, and that was all she wrote. From pillar to post, Stevens was ridiculed, and deservedly so, for being a thin-skinned tattletale. But because an endless supply of self-regard makes it impossible to obtain wisdom, rather than apologize for being a jerk, rather than simply admit he overreacted, Stevens and his ego went on MSNBC to release another clown. "Analogizing people to insects is always wrong," Stevens sniffed. Being analogized to insects goes back to a lot of totalitarian regimes in the past. And then, just when everyone was certain Stevens had no more clowns left to let loose, in the crybaby snit of all crybaby snits, the crybaby deleted his Twitter account. For 3 days Stevens went quiet, and under the false assumption he might be a rational man, many of us assumed he was licking his wounds and pouting but would come out the other end, with the help of friends and loved ones, a man who understood just how damaging this tantrum had been to his reputation. Silly us. Rather than soul-searching, Stevens and his inexhaustible supply of clowns had been burning up the Google machine in search of vindication. Get ready to LOL. Stevens' column is titled, "World War II and the Ingredients of Slaughter." The column includes a photo of Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels. The column includes this paragraph. "Well, gasp and egads, there it is. Proof that Mr. Karpf is indeed a Nazi." You can almost hear Stevens when he found this. "Checkmate, bitches. Who has mud all over their face now, eh? I told you I was just like the Jews killed in the Holocaust. Told ya. Told ya. Told ya. Except. I'm going to ask you to do something that neither Stevens nor his editors bothered to do. Well, to be fair, they almost certainly did do it but assumed you wouldn't. Click the reference link in that paragraph. It will take you right here. You see, Stevens is lying about the context. The bedbug quote he cites is literal. What I mean is that the person Stevens quoted is not believed to have compared Jews to bedbugs. This man was actually talking about bedbugs. You see, if you dig a little further than Stevens and the New York Times would like you to, the source material explains that the bedbugs are burning should be taken literally. There was an infestation of bedbugs in Warsaw at the time, which was generally believed to have originated in the ghetto. What's more, Stevens also fabricated the idea that person quoted was a Polish anti-Semite. He just made that up, decided it all on his own. His own linked source merely refers to this person as one man. So let's recap. A New York Times columnist, a writer at what we are told is the premier newspaper in all the world, is gently heckled as a bedbug by a nobody academic in a tweet that was not even sent to him. That did not even earn a single retweet, and here's how the paragon of everything decent and pure about America and journalism responded. Sent the nobody academic a "say that to my face" email. CC'd the nobody academic's boss in the hope it would get this poor guy into professional trouble. Went on MSNBC to tell the world that being called a bedbug is like being a victim of Nazi Germany. Deleted his entire Twitter account in a snit. Devoted an entire New York Times column to compare being called a bedbug to being a Polish Jew during the Holocaust. Deliberately misled his readers by taking a quote out of context and misidentifying the man quoted. My guess is that the Times allowed Stevens to publish this because they want him gone. Even if Stevens had not tried to mislead readers with that quote, this would still be one of the funniest and most devastating acts of self-sabotage to come out of the elite media in years. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.